WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Stoic Warriors. Welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily workout for mental fitness. I'm your coach, Dylan Brooks, here to help you build that inner fortress of resilience and clarity. You know those days when your emotions feel like a runaway roller coaster? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of anxiety or frustration? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to step off that ride and actually start guiding it, even enjoying the view from up top? That's where mindfulness comes in, folks. It's not about becoming some Zen master who floats above life's chaos. It's about developing the awareness and skill to manage your emotions without letting them control you. Think of it as a mental gym workout for your emotional muscles, strengthening your ability to stay calm, focused, and grounded even when things get crazy. Today, we're diving deep into mindfulness and how it can become your secret weapon against emotional turbulence. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your emotional game. 1. Become an observer, not a participant. Imagine your emotions as clouds passing through the sky. They exist, but they don't define you. Mindfulness is about observing those emotions without judgment, like watching the clouds drift by. You're aware of them, but you're not getting swept up in their drama. Ever feel like your anxiety spirals out of control? Mindfulness helps you step back and see it for what it is, a feeling, not your reality. 2. It's not about suppressing emotions. I know, sometimes those negative emotions can feel like they're screaming to get out. But suppressing them just creates a pressure cooker effect. Mindfulness encourages you to acknowledge and accept your feelings without resisting them. It's like saying, "Hey, anxiety, I see you here. I understand you're feeling intense right now, but I'm not going to let you run the show." 3. Practice makes progress. Just like any skill, mindfulness takes practice. Don't get discouraged if your mind wanders during meditation. It happens to all of us. The key is to gently guide your attention back to the present moment. Think of it like training your brain to focus. The more you do it, the better you become. Start with just a few minutes each day and gradually increase the time as you feel comfortable. 4. The power of your breath. Your breath is your anchor to the present moment. When you feel overwhelmed or stressed, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly, hold for a few seconds, and exhale fully. This simple technique can calm your nervous system and bring you back to center. You know that feeling when you're about to walk into a big presentation? Take a few deep breaths, focus on your breath, and watch how that anxiety melts away. 5. Mindful moments everywhere. Mindfulness isn't just about sitting in meditation. It's about bringing awareness to everyday activities. Pay attention to the sensations of walking, the taste of your food, the sounds around you. By engaging fully in these moments, you can find peace and joy even in the simplest things. Ever notice how much more enjoyable a good cup of coffee is when you savor every sip? That's mindfulness in action. Speaking of real-world examples, picture this. You're stuck in traffic, and your mind starts racing with thoughts about work deadlines, that to-do list stretching longer than ever, and the impending grocery shopping marathon. Your heart rate starts to climb, frustration builds, and you find yourself clenching the steering wheel. But wait, instead of letting those negative emotions take over, you remember your mindfulness training. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of air entering and leaving your lungs. You notice the sound of the engine, the warmth of the sun on your skin, and even the catchy tune playing on the radio. Slowly, your tension eases, and you find yourself returning to a state of calm. Even in the midst of traffic chaos, mindfulness allows you to reclaim control of your emotions. It's like having an inner peace button that you can press anytime, anywhere. So, what's the takeaway? Emotional intelligence isn't about being a robot without feelings, it's about mastering your emotional responses. Mindfulness is your secret weapon for becoming a stoic champion of your own mind. Remember, this isn't just a one-time podcast episode, it's a daily practice, a commitment to building that inner fortress of resilience. Take action today, Start by incorporating a few mindfulness exercises into your day. Even 5 minutes can make a difference. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. Let's build this Stoic community together. See you back here tomorrow for another workout in the Stoic Mind Gym. Until then, stay strong, stay focused, and keep leveling up.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.